your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
band. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two, USAPrepares.com. Frank Underhill's with us. And we're talking about the economy. We're talking about things that are happening. And I wanted to mention a story to you, Frank, and the rest of the class. Kind of an interesting story. 7 years ago, our family moved from Virginia on the East Coast to the Midwest, Missouri, the high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And we bought a farm in a county that's not known for anything. And not many people here, which is exactly what we wanted. And there's an organization called the Industrial Development Authority right here in our little county, and they get revenue from a place that accepts specific kinds of landfill items about 30 minutes from our farm. And these things are scattered all over the country, so they're everywhere. But anyway, they get what's called a tipping fee from it, and that really means that they get revenue from people who bring their trash items to put in the landfill. And the idea was that they would take some of this money and spend it for economic development. Well, I met with these guys when I first moved to the Ozark Mountains, and I met with the community leaders, the county leaders. I met with the sheriff. I met with the county commissioners, and I explained who I was and that I'd like to volunteer my services to help the county. And the more I talked to them, the more they investigated my background to determine exactly who I was. And they couldn't find anything out about me, so they thought, well, you know, he must be in the witness protection program. Because my record is spotless, and they couldn't figure it out. Anyway, so I said, look, here's what we need to do. We need to have our school system, our high school system, our business leaders, we all need to get together and help micro-businesses start up entrepreneurship and start manufacturing products, and that will help insulate us from the collapse that was coming. And they thought I must be out of my mind. A collapse is coming because nobody believed that, right? Nobody in the right minds. Well, they laughed at me. They laughed at me and they gave me a really hard time. So what they did was they hired this guy to run the Industrial Development Authority. And his plan was, in his mind, only in his mind, brilliant. He was going to make this little place that we live nowhere, in the middle of nowhere, in Missouri, a tourist attraction. And that was his plan for economic development. Now, what is a tourist attraction? A tourist attraction is where you hope to bring people to come and spend some money and leave their trash. That's what a tourist attraction is. That's what it is. And that's what they wanted to do. They've lost their minds. They have absolutely lost their minds. And who do we respect in the world? We respect countries who make great products. We look at Germany and we say Mercedes-Benz, BMW. They make great products. We look at countries based on what they've accomplished. Those are the countries that we respect and look up to. We don't look up to Biafra, and we don't look up to other places like that have no manufacturing products that we would consider intellectually brilliant. Isn't that true, Frank?
Well, I look at that every day. And, for instance, Vincent, that's why I actually probably pretty much refuse to leave North America to go anywhere, because if I go on a holiday, well, I go to the Caribbean, when you could, people take risks of, whether they're at a restaurant or get a heart attack or what have not, well, you can probably get the same kind of holiday at Myrtle Beach or at Fort Lauderdale. I bias towards Fort Lauderdale. I love it there. On the coast here, California. And I don't want, when I go to a place like what you're talking about abroad, I don't want to be reading their papers or getting absorbed in their problems. That's not a vacation at all.
You're absolutely right.
I'm not a thrill seeker. I don't need to go and look for tourist attractions.
Yeah, I agree. Frank, let's look at U.S. manufacturing. Now, the numbers say that U.S. manufacturing is up slightly. Is that really true? And what are your thoughts?
Well, it probably is, but it's up slightly from what? Eight years of nothingness? A pulse would register higher than what we have now. It's like the real estate market here. They say real estate's gone up 15% here, but has it? When you look at it, has it gone up 15% from nothing? It's a lot easier. A stock will move up 100% if it's at 1 penny and it goes to 2 pennies. It's 100% return. If it goes from $1 to $2, it's 100% return. But if it goes from nothing and there's a registration of a gain, and then it's magnified. That's what we're going through now, is simply a magnified return on growth that has already been beaten up so badly. So, you know, anything is better than nothing right now.
Yeah. And
people are still losing their homes here, Vincent. There's a home across the street from me got into short sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are farms. I know where someone can buy a farm for about less than $150,000 right here in Missouri, near us. And this farm is 80 acres. It has grass. It's fenced. It's cross fenced. It's got a barn on it that's a steel barn that's 50 by 80 that could easily be converted into a really neat house. It's got cattle working fencing and corrals and gates. It's unbelievable. Three ponds that, and one of them is about a half an acre. This is a really nice farm. $150,000. It's been on the market for about a year. I don't get it. If I wanted an 80-acre farm, I would buy that in a heartbeat. I'm not kidding. The nearest neighbor? Heck. Three-quarters of a mile away? Maybe a mile away? It's got electricity on the property. It just doesn't have a well. All it needs is a well. And someone could just take that red iron framed barn and convert it into a house 50 by 80. It's huge. For $150,000 for the whole thing. And taxes? Frank, how about this? Taxes, $80-something a year. A year. Pretty low, huh?
Very low. But what if you build a house on it? What does it go up to? Can I ask that?
Well, you don't need a permit to build a house here. You just build it. And I'll tell you, if it were mine, I would make that barn into a house. I wouldn't tell anybody. Nobody would be the wiser. And I would just slowly improve it from the inside. I'd cut some windows out in the back of this barn. It's a real tall ceiling barn. I'll bet you the ceiling's, I'll bet you it's close to 20 feet inside. It's really neat. And it's incredibly strong. That's what I would do. 80 acres and a 50 by 80 barn for $150,000. Three ponds, fence, cross fence, grass everywhere, trees. It's absolutely magnificent. I don't know. I don't get it. But if anyone's interested in contact me, I'll tell them about it. Frank, what do you think about bailing in? I got an email from one of our listeners, and he said, his name is Rick. He sent me an email and he said, bailing in versus bailing out banks. What can you tell us what that might mean?
Well, bailing in, I quite haven't heard the term. Now that came out a while ago I think it was Jim Dines or somebody wrote about
Sinclair,
that.
Jim Sinclair.
And I couldn't quite grasp exactly what he was talking about, actually. When there's a bailing out of a bank, that's when the government steps in, you know, cleans their diaper and reloads, and they go into business again. I think that's what he was referring to. And I would think maybe a bailing in would be the opposite of that.
Okay.
What other information?
I had not heard that term. There are a lot of terms that I haven't heard. I'm formally educated in economics and finance back in the 1970s. I never heard of quantitative easing, 1, 2, or 3. I've never heard of those things. It was not something that we discussed. Those are made-up words. Bailout, I mean, that's what you do when you're in a leaky boat. You want to bail that water out. I don't understand what bailing in is, so I can't help with that. But let's talk about cash-strapped states. Now, do you know of situations where states are doing whatever they can to raise
you're
revenue?
You get California there. You're looking at all these states legal. Colorado states legalizing cannabis.
I thought that was illegal. Or is that last week?
They want to be taxing all this stuff. Like here in even my state, they sell medical marijuana rapidly.
They can't make up their mind. And, you know, I was talking to my mom. My mother's close to 90 years old, and I was explaining to her my thoughts on the government and how they just won't stop picking our pockets. They won't. They want, if you've got it, they want a chunk of it. Actually, they want it all, but they know that that's not going to work. So they want as much as they can take, and they keep taking more and more. And you know, I was thinking over the weekend, I was thinking about... I'm going to tell you on the other side of this break. I was thinking about Hostess Cupcakes. And I'll tell you what I mean by that when we come back. And Hostess Cupcakes and elementary school and how that relates to the government. I think you're going to be surprised at this analogy. Frank Underhill, Vin Fenella, USAPrepares.com. We'll be back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits, water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Tom.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank, we're going to take a call in just a second, but I wanted to mention this thing about the Hostess Cupcake. So let's say we're in elementary school, and students' parents sends a... Frank, you there? Good. Frank, so we're in elementary school, and one of the students' parents sends with him two chocolate cupcakes for lunch. Okay, so he's got his lunch packed, and in his lunch is a package of two Hostess cupcakes. And the bully comes over and says, "I'll tell you what, I'm going to be nice about this. I'm only taking one of those cupcakes. You may keep the other one for yourself." Now, how would we react to that? How would we react to some bully coming over and taking half of our cupcakes?
Defiant.
What do you think?
Defiant.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I might be inclined to sucker punch him if he's the bully, if he's the bad bully.
Listen, I used to be picked on a bit in school, and the bully will always have his way on the playground. But when you retaliate against the bully, after, weeks, months of torment, you're the one that gets suspended from the school.
that's exactly what happened to our son. He was, our son was... Have you met our son, John? He took first place in fighting in Virginia. He took first place in fighting in the region. He took third place in the nation when he was younger. And we came to Missouri, and there was this, the farm kids were really rough on him, and they called him all kinds of names, and pansy and so forth, and they called him names because he didn't have a girlfriend. Well, he just got there. I mean, gee whiz. So they picked on him, and he said, "Look, it's okay. it's okay. And they push him around in the boys' room, and there's four of them, and he goes, it's okay, it's okay. As long as there's only four of you, it's okay. And they thought he was kidding. And one day, the biggest kid in the school sucker punched him, and my son took him out. Absolutely one hit, took him out, put him down, and you know what? He got suspended. Well, he got in-school suspension for fighting. Good for him. And you know what? Ultimately, I said, John, we got to get you out of that school because you're getting dumber by the minute. You can't stay there. It's the dumbest school I've ever seen. And I ran for school board office to throw out that superintendent. And I put an ad in the paper and I said, fire the entire school board, one director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate that won't make your child urinate in a cup, because they had drug testing and I wanted to stop it.
Oh, my God.
Frank, we've got a caller. David from San Francisco, thanks so much for waiting patiently for Frank Underhill.
Hey, no trouble. Interested. By the way, did you get elected there, Vincent?
No, you know, I was brand new. Nobody knew who I was. And I was this guy that a few people who thought they knew who I was thought, geez, you know, he's got an Italian last name. He lives way back in the middle of the woods. He's got to be in the mob. And they thought they knew what I was up to. They thought as I was building this house, I would stay here for a couple of weeks and I'd travel back to Virginia, cause my dad was failing. And, so I traveled back to Virginia to visit him, get another trailer load of, supplies. I had a 20-foot trailer, 28 by 8 by 20. And I moved our stuff slowly for over a period of 18 months. And they said, I know what he does. He's in the mob. And you know, everybody knows that the mob is in Virginia and he's a hitman. So what he does is he goes to Virginia. He does his hit. He comes back here to Missouri, waits for it to cool off for a little bit. Then he goes back to Virginia and does it again. That's the reputation that I have in the community, or I did in the beginning. And I didn't do anything to indicate otherwise. People would say to our children, what does your dad do? And they would say, well, we don't talk about it.
Keep that reputation. Hey, you know,
yeah.
By the way, I'm from Missouri originally, St. Louis. And if I remember right, there were three or four different mob families. It was Sicilian, but there was also a Lebanese mob. And so they were bombing each other by the time I left in the 80s. Oh, I hear the music coming up.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, hold on to the other side of this break, and you've got a question about banking, right?
Yeah, the LIBOR.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Frank Underhill, Dave's on hold from San Francisco. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Don't forget the Expo. We set up on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Expo. Please.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
What?
Today,
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking with Frank Underhill and Dave from San Francisco is with us, and he wants to talk about the LIBOR, which is the London Interbank Offered Rate. That's the average interest rate that banks would be charged if they were borrowing from other banks. David, go ahead, please.
Yeah, appreciate it, Vincent. Yeah, this is, I heard you talking about, conspiracy, so to speak, and enormous corruption. And the LIBOR scandal is basically one of these examples where the interest rates of the world had been fraudulently set for many years. And in the LIBOR scandal, the U.S. government is refusing to prosecute because the LIBOR happens in London, and so the U.S. government is claiming that it was a local crime, and since it happened in London, the U.S. government doesn't have any jurisdiction. But since the LIBOR is basically the system in which all of the world's interest rates are set, they're allowing these guys to skate. And as a matter of fact, just last Friday, there's a corrupt judge in New York City. She's a U.S. district judge, a judge, Buchwald, who threw the case in that she was claiming that because LIBOR is set as a, what's the word for it? It's not antitrust because by definition it's cooperative as opposed to not intended to hurt each other. And it's interesting, you know, we were talking about organized crime there before the break. And if you were to look at organized crime as cooperative figures as opposed to competitive figures, the LIBOR is essentially that they are essentially setting interest rates cooperatively. And even though they did it fraudulently, it's not seen as antitrust. And it's one of these convolutions of the too big to fail, that since these guys are already too big, they're all cooperative as opposed to competitive. And it's interesting, this Judge Buchwald is also the judge that threw the Monsanto case. She's one that threw a case involving gun searches. She said it's okay to search your luggage in your own home without a search warrant. She's just one of these totally corrupt judges that is now throwing one of the world's biggest financial corruption cases. And are you keeping up with the LIBOR case?
I keep up with it because, you know, of course, the nature of my business, what, you know, commodities circulate around the LIBOR every day. And when you have this kind of manipulation in it, it's very dodgy and sketchy because it's almost like a synthetic derivative unto itself, and it's very difficult to peg exactly what the LIBOR interrate bank, the London interrate bank rate may be. That being said, also I think the fact that maybe it's also set in a foreign jurisdiction, I think would also hamstring the case as well. And if there is a case, it should probably be brought in England, not here in the United States. So I think you have a jurisdiction boundary there to overcome as well.
Well, that's what I think it's Timothy Geithner that was the one that phrased it, that the because it happened in London, it's not jurisdiction. Its jurisdiction is not covered in the United States. But if you look at the history of the LIBOR, basically it goes back to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter got run out of office because interest rates were just going through the roof. And if I remember right, you could buy a house mortgage about 4 to 5%, and all of a sudden it just started jacking until it got to 18 and even 22% for a day or two. And and you know, nobody could survive that, and so Jimmy Carter lost office, and then Ronald Reagan got elected, and the LIBOR got created as a method of being able to stabilize interest rates. And so basically the world got locked into the LIBOR in that period in 1984. And so since the world has been living with this LIBOR, they're still claiming that it's just some arbitrary, as if it's just a system in which you don't have to live with it, but everybody does anyway. And so it's as if it's advice as opposed to a mandate. And But it's interesting, this case that got thrown on Friday involves a lot of farmers. A lot of farmers were trying to get basic, honest commodities prices on their grains, and the LIBOR was putting such pressure that they were basically being cheated out of their commodities prices. And so the commodities brokers and farming groups were trying to sue over it, and the case is being thrown. They can still continue with their lawsuit, but they can't do it on a criminal angle. They can only do it on a civil angle. And now the banks are crying the blues because it's going to cost $2 million to this is a $550 trillion fraud. And the banks are crying because it's going to cost $2 million to have oversight. $2 million doesn't even, that's like a, not even a penny, on the totals of $550 trillion. And these guys are, they're claiming that it's an advice operation as opposed to a mandate operation. And it's interesting, like I say, this Judge Buchwald's ruling, she does have a quote in here. The fake estimates, any losses suffered by investors and other plaintiffs would have resulted from the bank's misrepresentation, but not from harm to competition. And so what's the difference between misrepresentation versus harm? She's just, it's insane. And the idea that everybody is hurt by this LIBOR, the super biggest corporations were trying to get, business loans, and they were being screwed. You're seeing whole nations being told that they're broke. Italy is the third largest economy in the world, if I understand right. And, they're being told they're broke. Spain, Greece, Cyprus, our Social Security, our post office, all of these institutions that have to deal with interest rates are being told that they're broke. Well, this is the old expression about you put a lobster or you put a critter in hot water and then you turn up the heat slowly. This is the interest rates. They're turned up slowly. And over the course of years, now it's boiling hot. Nobody can deal with these interest rates. And now we have a crooked judge that says, well, it was advice as opposed to a mandate.
Let me give you an example of cooperative versus competitive environments. I talk about two soft drink manufacturers, the two biggest. One is Coke and the other is Pepsi. Pepsi Cola versus Coca Cola. Now, if you notice and you go into any store, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't seen this. I haven't seen this being violated, that you will not see Pepsi on sale on the same week as Coca-Cola products. It's either one or the other. So if you look, you will not see Coke on sale the same day, the same week as Pepsi products. Now that is a cooperation at a very low level, but it is harmful to us because they decided that instead of slugging it out and letting the customers win in a competitive market, if they want to buy soft drinks, that you can only buy one or the other on sale that week. Anybody disagree?
Well,
nope.
I haven't bought a Coke in years, but
good for you.
For that matter,
good for you. But the point is, and if you look in Springfield, Missouri, if you want to buy gasoline, it's almost like there is an all points flash bulletin every morning. It's okay, guys. Here's the price, and it is to the tenth of 1 cent. Now, how can that be that all gas stations in Springfield, Missouri, a community of 250, 300,000 people, everybody pays the same amount for gas at the same time on the same day? How can that be? It can't. So that's another form of cooperation. You can call it collusion. You can call it price fixing. You can call it whatever you want. But it is in our face, it is visible, and not much is being done about it.
You know, it's interesting with this. There was a blog that was talking about this morning. It was ZeroHedge.com. And to extrapolate this, if you were to have a bunch of piranhas don't eat each other. They eat the victim. And this judge's ruling is basically that these piranhas are working cooperatively, and so it's not an antitrust. Because they're working cooperatively, they're not competition. And her argument doesn't even make the slightest bit of sense, because the whole point was that the public was being cheated. And in her ruling, it doesn't even make sense. She's ignoring the very concept of competition, and that competition has been crushed already. And that's basically what you're talking about is they're already in the they've standardized their prices because they have no competition anymore. The competition died 10 years ago or 15 or 20.
But, you know, also, if I could interject, too, that these banks already paid into a fund. They've already settled already on this matter as well, too.
Dave, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Wait.
Frank Underhill's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Let me tell you how to get in touch with Frank Underhill very quickly. UnderhillSecurities.com. Link on page one, the website. UnderhillSecurities.com. Who put Frank and me together? Bob Chapman. Just before he died. Hours before he died. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water,
food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Come.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I want to thank all of you who are sending me thank you notes and encouraging emails. And I want to thank you, those of you who are concerned for my safety. I appreciate that. When I say everyone all set, cocked, locked at the beginning of each broadcast, I'm not kidding. I am. I am cocked. And I am locked. And for the reasons that you probably are thinking. Frank, we got an email during the broadcast about medical marijuana in Canada. Oh, I better say this before I forget. Tonight, I'm going to be at Ziggy's, 5:30. There's not a real meetup. If you'd like to pick up your signs for distribution in your community for the Get Prepared Expo, those 18 by 24 inch yellow and black signs that talk about the Get Prepared Expo and Gun Show. You can pick them up tonight at Ziggy's. There really is no meetup, just me for, I'll have dinner with you for, let's say, an hour or so, and then that's it. So if you want your signs, posters, tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. So, Frank, medical marijuana, what are your thoughts in Canada? Is it successful? What's going on there?
Well, I do believe it's successful because I never hear any bad news or anything coming from there. Like even here in Nevada, I think there's a big success because you do hear of police raiding various dispensaries that are perhaps over-dispensing. But has it contributed to a spike in crime? Not that I'm aware of. And does it add revenue to city coffers or provincial or state coffers? I don't know what the figures are, but as using it for a tax. First of all, I want to be clear. I don't like any form of that product myself. I don't want it in my life. I don't know why people are gravitating to it. It's one of those things that. One of those issues like illegal immigration, I don't like hearing about because I don't think it really benefits anything and it doesn't go anywhere. And as for that, yeah, but no, I haven't heard any negative effects of it, or maybe the data's too early to tell, but I can't tell.
Let me make sure I understand, Frank. You're saying that you do not want illegal immigration. Immigration the right way, the way it used to be, is what you're in favor of. But just sneaking over the border and saying, you know what, since you're here, that's good. You're fine here.
Oh, to me, it's even a non-starter. You know, there are, when they say it's failed and we need comprehensive, no, the system hasn't failed. What's failed are the people who and the advocates here who aid and abet. That's what's failed. You know, that if anyone goes on to any USCIS website, you'll see there's forms, you'll see there's procedures, and there's protocol. There's already a infrastructure in place. If you do not fall within those guidelines, then you have no business applying in the first place.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this Cyprus deal. Frank, 60% theft of people's savings that they put in banks in Cyprus. But get this. The mega rich got their money out just in time.
Just in time.
Isn't that great? And what happens in the stock market? The mega rich profit. The rest of us don't know what's going on. Inside information. If you don't think there's inside information, you're confused, class. There is inside information. We're just not privy to it. And the mega rich got their money out of Cyprus prior to the 60% haircut. The rest of us are trapped. So as Bob Chapman said, and I need to say this again, why would you want to keep more than 30 days worth of funds in the bank? Why would you want to do that? Why would you trust people you don't even know who they are? Why would you do that? And then they'll tell you, for your safety, we don't want you to get run over in a panic when there's a bank holiday or a massive run on the bank. We don't want you hurt, so we're not going to let you have your access to your funds. Class, the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. That's this weekend. This weekend. I'm going to be there. Frank will be there. If you want to have dinner with us, you may. That's Saturday night, April 6th and 7th. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And if you'd like to call Frank Underhill, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.